It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, hello, hello. I am so here. Oh, I am happy. Where is the foodie scene in Minnesota right now? It's entirely at the Minnesota State Fair. We got all the people. I'm looking out here. I can see just a river of people. I got the sky ride is going overhead. There's kids lined up at the giant slide. I see a little cutie in a tutu getting ready to go down the giant slide. And I have luminaries. Luminaries of the Twin Cities food community are here. Kind of talk about how do you work with your family at a place that's going to get 2 million people through it. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say we're going to hit last year's fair totals unless something crazy happens and it starts to snow. And I hope I didn't just jinx it. Well, I think we're going to hit 2 million people this year. How do you do it? How do you feed 2 million people in 12 days? These are the questions we're going to ask. I'm going to ask them of Pat Mancini, who's here from Mancini's, and Giggles Weiss. Here's what I do with my free time. I walk around and I say, there's a Giggles behind Giggles Campfire Grill. There's a real person named Giggles. And people look at me and they go, no, that's not possible. I say, it's possible. Oh my goodness, there's a giant purple ape walking by on somebody's shoulders. I always wonder about the after story. When I have all the free time in the world, I'm just going to follow people home with their giant animals, and then I'm just going to do call-up visits every 2 months. Like, what happened with the ape that's bigger than a car? What did you do with it? All right, so this is what we're going to do today. We're going to get the background story behind two of the food luminaries here at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm going to answer your questions, and I'm going to drink some terrific State Fair beers and eat some terrific State Fair foods because they're bringing them to me, and I am a lucky person, and I'm going to share that with you. That's the plan. So buckle in. It's going to happen. All right, so here's who's here today. We've got Pat Mancini and Giggles Weiss. Pat, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and I think Mike Lynch has guaranteed there'll be no snow. So I think we're okay there.
You never
what a
know.
Beautiful, beautiful fair.
This is the best weather I can
we are
ever
spoiled.
Remember.
Yeah.
I do not like the broiling hot 100-degree fair. Like, that's the one I can't take. I can do the rain. I can do anything. But this, we had nothing but cool, lovely days. And Giggles Weiss. Giggles, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. Welcome to the State Fair. You guys know that out there that you guys are at the best State Fair in the entire country, bar none. You know, those Texas people, they think they're not even close to us, but
they lie
yeah, this
about
is
their
I lie awake in bed at night in February thinking of days like today. I mean, it's just beautiful.
It's a solid, 68 degrees, and just a just feels heavenly out here. Okay, so Pat Mancini, tell me about this. You've got this big, beautiful booth. It's right across from the WCCO booth. When was that you opened Mancini's?
Sure. Yeah, it used to be the Pizza Palace, which was here for close to 40 years, run by John Robinson, who's kind of a fixture in those days. He had a gelato stand that he opened up later on, brought gelato to the fair. So it was about 2013, and I don't want to dwell too much on weather, but that was the hot, one of the hottest fairs on record when you talk about hot. It was like 95 to 100 degrees every day. Senior Citizens Day, I couldn't find a senior citizen out here. A little more, the hot dog guys were closing at noon, so I'm like, what the heck is this, you know? But thank God we endured and got through it, and we built this kind of an Italian street cafe, which the fair loved the concept, and we just, me and my family are out here every day enjoying the heck out of it.
All right, let's get, I want to know about this one. You and your family, you are the most famous name in steak in St. Paul, right? That's your, everywhere you go, people are like, I'll have a filet. Is that how it goes?
Well, you know, my dad and my grandparents started in 1948 at our West 7th location. My dad was really kind of Mr. Hospitality, blue collar guy. Never forgot where he came from. Came from humble beginnings in a small Italian neighborhood on the levee, and built a pretty huge complex, like almost 1.5 blocks long on West 7th Street.
All right, so if anybody doesn't know, Mancini's Steakhouse in St. Paul is a landmark. It is, you know, kind of that mid-century supper club. You pull your Eldorado into the parking lot, you get out in your mink stole, and you are there to see and be seen, to dance, to eat. Right?
That's what we're talking about? It. We got a beautiful lounge that we built in 87 that Tony Bennett opened, and it's kind of a classic Vegas lounge style. And
Giggle snuck in the back door there.
Yes, he did. We've had a lot of encounters with Giggles over the year. My dad loved Giggles, by the way.
All right. Let me find out about this. So you're in West 7th. That's a old, you know, kind of working class.
Yep.
But working, not some euphemism or something. It's like everybody's got a job and, you know, a lunch pail, and it's getting things done.
Blue collar.
On West 7th. And Giggles, were you in that mix? You were one of the kids building soapbox racers back in the...
Yeah, a little bit. But I met the Mancini family. Pat and I went to Creighton High School, and I graduated in 76. Pat graduated in 78. We were probably drinking beer long before we were supposed to be, but I want to give you just a quick little story about Nick Mancini, who was my mentor, by the way. Pat was too young to be my mentor, and you know, I'm not really sure if he ever wanted to really be in this business, but he grew up, you're my mentor. Here he is. But anyway, I bought Gabe's by the Park back in about 1995, and Nick came in, Pat's father, and like he normally did, he walked around the bar and bought a round of drinks, you know, and paid for him and said, is Giggles here? The night before I was supposed to close the deal. And he said, how you doing, kid? I said, you know, Nick, geez, I begged, borrowed, and stole everything, you know, to put the down payment together for this place. And Nick immediately threw his checkbook down on my desk and said, you need any money, kid? That was Nick Mancini. That's just a legacy story. He was just a great guy, and Pat and Johnny and their families have just followed suit, and my kids are following suit. And I don't know if I can call myself, I'm not a legacy yet, are we?
No, you know, we're getting older, but, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, when you think of the old timers back with the Kozlaks, the Murrays, the O'Garas, the Mancinis, that all of a sudden we're kind of at that age now where they're looking at us like we're some kind of from that same group, you know.
And yeah, we're the old guys now, Pat.
We're not even close.
Well, I don't think you're quite the old guys, but you do come from the I don't know about you, Mr. Giggles, but, Pat Mancini, you got the name, you got the legacy, you know, you are to the steakhouse born.
Yeah, we believe in the legacy. Our family still believes in it, or we would have been out years ago, you know, because it's we're going on four generations at Mancini's.
So this is one of the things I want to ask you about. Okay, so you got Mancini's, it's a landmark, it's everything. Why did you want to come to the state fair?
Giggles convinced me. No, I'm kidding.
I just think that's a fib, you guys.
So I have three wonderful children. Their ages are 33, 30, and 27. And we never wanted to get into another Mancini's, like, you know, franchise out or anything. One's enough. But the fair came up, and they asked for a proposal on this site. And I thought it would be a good chance to be able to do something for 12 days with my family. And Nick, Trish, and Kate, my son and two daughters, and we really, you know, we call it a family affair, and it really is. And so that was kind of it, just to give us another little legacy out here and really kind of show a little bit more of our Italian
heritage. That was literally what I was going to ask. I was going to say, because a Mancini is just kind of a all-American, you know, steak and a baked potato, and I love that food, but it's not, you know, the name is Italian, the food is not particularly Italian, but here... You get to the real, you know, you've got giardiniera. You brought me a giant pile of giardiniera sandwiches. This thing is delicious. But it's from the old, it's like an Italian-American core cuisine.
Yeah, exactly. So my son's a chef. He went to Stout and ended up going to St. Paul College for in culinary. And, of course, my two daughters are wonderful. They handle everything else. But my grandmother actually came from a food background, a restaurant background in Italy. In Calabria.
Oh, that never happens.
And she brought with her tons of recipes, and we still have all those recipes. So
cookbook publishers, are you listening?
There you go.
Those old Calabrian recipes, they're worth something today, because we've lost it in so many convenience foods.
Yes, and so like our meatballs, all the marinara sauce is her recipe. Some of the pork items that we do a lot of pork, and that's pretty popular in that area. So. Yeah, a lot of it's just fun and, be able to showcase some of the Italian in us that carry on that part of the food. So.
See, a lot of people would say, I've got, you know, 12 days to spend with my family. We're going to do that on a beach without Wi-Fi. But you decided to do it with 2 million people, 18-hour days without Wi-Fi. That was your...
Well, you know, obviously, you're in it to... hopefully make some money on it so you can afford to spend about a week or two on the beach. And I think this really allows you to do a little bit of everything. My kids have learned how to manage, how to you know, run back of the house orders, all that kind of stuff. And then plus, you know, at the end of the day, there's some money that they can earn and carry on this, you know, wonderful traditions.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Pat, would you agree with me that probably the biggest thing that has come out of our kids working for us is they learn about relationships?
Yeah, I really do, because you can't help but see hundreds and hundreds of people out here and friends and customers. And, you know, sometimes you feel like, I always say it's like Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. You're dressed up and everybody wants to take pictures with you. But that's so important. I mean, my dad, of course, was always into hospitality and touching them all. And that's, I mean, Giggles gets here at 5 in the morning because he doesn't want to miss anybody that comes by. I can't get up quite that early, but I'm here till like 2 or 3 in the morning. But
I'm home by 10.
People want to see you, see the Mancinis, understand, you know, your family becomes everybody's family. And it's really the nice part. It's kind of a lost art, I think, in the whole restaurant business, that the relationships that are so important.
See, I'm kind of surprised about that, because there's so, I mean, you know, 200,000 people will come through here today. And, you know, I'm going to just ballpark it. You must get 10,000 people through Mancini's in a day.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, it's pretty amazing. We're on the main street here, you know, right across from you, and yeah, you see a lot of people, and they all want to talk to you, and they all want to share a story about their visits to either the restaurant or even at the fair now. They want to tell you when their grandma was here, and here's grandpa. He wants to talk to you about something that happened years ago, and that's all important. It's great stories.
That's fun. I didn't think about that, but now that I am thinking about it, my gosh, the number of marriages that must have launched with dates at Mancini's. I mean, you must be have a couple of thousand St. Paul kids in the mix.
Well, that would be like chapter 2 of my book, and I can't name names, but yeah, we guarantee those marriages too at Mancini's. There's been a lot of love affairs that have broken out, and you know, it is fun, because now, what, you know, they'll get engaged at Mancini's, they'll have their groom's dinner at Mancini's. Pretty soon their first child is having a party there, and then their child is coming to prom at Mancini's. I mean, it's just and then they're having their groom's dinner there. And, I mean, it just carries on through the years, a family tradition, you know.
Oh, that is a great St. Paul story. Okay, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to come back. We're going to find out why they call him Giggles. He's been awfully quiet through this whole thing. We're going to find out all the details when we come back. Dara here. Oh, we are at the Great Minnesota Get Together. I'm hanging out. It is a perfect, perfect, lovely day here at the Minnesota State Fair. This is my fourth day here. Every day has just been beautiful. It has been a really good new food year, a really intense and very good new beer year. And this show, I'm getting to know two of the people that kind of make the State Fair what it is on the food and drink side. I've been talking to Pat Mancini, and now it's time to put Giggles Weiss under the spotlight and really get to the bottom of this. So Giggles runs, of course, Giggles Campfire Grill, as well as Gabe's in the Park, right? And so here's what I want to know. You got to tell me where the name came from.
A gentleman by the name of Terry O'Leary. That was his God-given name. Gave me my nickname when we were kids. We used to play tackle at McAllister College way back when you could get on the campus, and I used to get to hike the ball, big deal. Some guy tackled me. I ran with the ball. Some guy tackled me. I was holding up the game, and a gentleman by the name of Terry O'Leary said, "Quit crying, Giggles. You're holding up the game." My older sister Mary, we're a big Catholic family. We were at dinner. My dad was saying, going around the table, "What happened today?" And my sister said, "Tim got a new nickname, Giggles." I was in third grade. The story probably gets a little better after I have a few barley pops. But that's it, and I've been Giggles, and I'm 61 years old now. So.
All right, and then you embraced it. You ran with it.
Absolutely. Now, just for the record, I did sell Gabe's by the Park to three brothers about 2.5 years ago, and I just sold them the property the last 6 months. So the only thing I have going for me right now is I work 12 days out of the year at the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together. And if you guys believe that I only work 12 days, I have some really good swamp land in Puerto Rico for you. I can't even say Florida anymore. Puerto Rico.
I was here. You know, I do a lot of my secret sleuthing before things get going and kind of get a lay of the land. And I can verify that 2 weeks out, your little booth was hopping. People were banging on it and fixing video screens and doing all the things you got to do. All right, so here's what I want to know. Giggles Campfire Grill, when did you start that exactly?
2000. This is my 20th fair.
And why did you? Because you kind of changed the game. Like 20 years ago, you decided to make this beer destination and a local food destination, and things. You know, you really were on the vanguard of that. We're not just frying whatever came off the Cisco truck.
Well, let's start with the beer first. We'll kind of go backwards here. My friend Danny Tyson and David Tyson, who own the Ballpark Cafe, right kitty corner from here, they came up with the mini donut beer, which everybody's heard about. Okay, well, they're very good friends of mine. I've been close friends to their family for many, many years. And I said, "Danny, you guys hit a home run with the mini donut beer." And he said, more like a grand slam. I said, "Well, I'm going to come up with a s'more beer." He goes, "So you're going to copy me?" I said, "Absolutely." So that's how it's been. And now more than half of our beer sold here at the Minnesota State Fair, especially beers. We carry a lemon drop shandy.
That was in my top five of the year. That's a good one. I'm going to ask you about how you do that. But I want to know about...
Okay.
Well, I would go there. So, but you were here before the 3-2 beer rule was dropped. Like you were already built. And then you decided to really go big with the craft beer in the back of Giggles.
Well, you know, I've been in the hospitality industry for 40 years, and I've seen lots of fads and lots of things come and go. I thought that the craft beer thing was here to stay for a while. I'll be the first one to admit it's not a fad. It's here to stay, okay? And when we had the 3-2 beer, we had, I believe, Dennis Larson, who is the former food guru at the fair. I think he said he had 18 different beers to count at one time, and now there's over 350, I believe. Everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. Everybody wants to be the media darling at the fair. Tim Giggles Weiss does. Pat Mancini does. Everybody. If you tell me you don't want to be the media darling at the fair, I'll call you a liar, okay? But we want to be the media darlings, and we want our products to sell year in and year out. So when we got to the craft beer, I said, well, let's try the s'more beer. And then we've been adding a new flavor every year. This year we have 4 or 5 brand new beers that nobody else has. They brew them exclusively for us, and I hate to use the word exclusively because that's against the law, but they do brew them for us. And we have to make a commitment to the fair that will, you know, have at least 100 half barrels of beer brewed for us.
100?
Yeah. So that's about, if you do the easy raw math, at $100 a keg, that's a $10,000 investment. You know?
Because for people that don't know, the state fair makes a cut of this. And so the state fair is not interested in you coming here and being incompetent and not having product and not doing a good job.
Oh, absolutely. But the other thing, too, is, I'm sorry, Pat. The other thing, too, is you don't want to have run out of product before, like, Labor Day, because, you know what, that gives everybody a black eye. It gives the operator a black eye, gives the Minnesota State Fair a black eye, and it gives the guest a black eye because they want to try it. So we want to have product for all 12 days of the fair. So
All right, we'll just get into it then. So what happens exactly? Because I know that everybody's knocking down your door. They want to be they want to get that pre-order 100 half, you know, half barrels or whatever. How do you choose?
We flip a lot of coins.
No, you don't. You do not.
No, you know what? We do lots of taste testing. Like last year, we took a road trip up to Beaver Island Brewing for our Oofta beer, and we kind of just come up with crazy ideas, and the brewers say we would be interested, and they'd have to become our partner also, because, you know, they're going out on a limb brewing the beer, because if we don't sell it, they probably own it, if for the most part. Now, the thing is, at the fair doesn't want you to be able to sell beer at your tap room or retail on shelves until after the fair is done. Now, if you have leftover product after the fair is over with, then you can sell it in your tap room until it's done. But that's it. The state fair wants it to be a great item where you can get at the state fair.
Yeah, until they don't. I mean, plenty of places will use the state fair as a great, you know, product launch, test market, marketing opportunity. Shell's Blue comes to my door. You know, they made the blueberry beer here. It was my favorite beer. Now it's everywhere. You know, it's
now it's everywhere.
So that's good. You know, making jobs, making people happy. There's nothing wrong with any
Absolutely.
Of it. Absolutely. But it's not, you know, things are happening. Anyway, so people come to you, and then you're just sitting there curating a product list, and you're, you know, finding people you can work with, ones that'll be reliable.
Oh, absolutely. You know, number one, I mean, I can't mention any names, but there was one brewery in St. Paul that wanted to, but they didn't think they could produce for us, so we didn't go with them. They, you know, we had to politely decline them, and they understood, and you know, everybody is a great beer maker at home, so they say, okay? Well, people forget that, you know, you have to market everything, you have to sell it, you have to pay slotting fees, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, getting it out here is a great launch for everybody. But, you know, I really think the craft beer drinker is I don't want to say the word fickle, but I'll relate it to back when we were younger, the disco.
We go to a disco.
we go to a disco. 3 months later, they open up a new disco. We go to that one. 3 months later, they open up a new one, and we go to the following one. You know, I don't think that.
I think that's what restaurants are like now.
I think they're going that way. Except if you go to Mancini's Char House, you know you're going to get a filet and maybe a broiled lobster, which Pat is one of the few guys that do that.
Some things never change. You know,
that's right. Give me that two tails and that filet, and I'm in.
But, all right, so let me talk to you about this. I've noticed this year that some of my favorite beers were beers that brewers were doing reliably, because that thing that everyone's a great brewer at home, I think that's a terrific, terrific example, because doing a bigger production and doing it consistently, that's really hard. So you worked with Tin Whiskers Brewing. That was one of my favorite beers of the year. That's their Lemon Drop Shandy. We've got that here. But that's they do a production wheat beer, but they made it a shandy for you. So they had some reasonable expectation that they could pull that off.
Absolutely. We went down, did some R&D down at the brewery.
Oh, you did?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we taste everything before we put it out on the
That's how you turn a 12-day at the fair into an all-year job.
Yeah, kind of. Lots of Uber rides home. But, you know, we tried that, we along with our marketing director, Brianna Schutte, and myself and maybe one or two other people. But that's when we went up to St. Cloud. We did a taste test there. And you know, if I'm not going to drink the product, I'm not going to put it out there. You know, that's pretty much the bottom line. As Dara is taking a sip.
I took a sip of it. I love this. It was one of my top five beers of the year. I think it's terrific.
Yeah, it's a great. This, the summer shandy, the lemon drop shandy, is probably here to stay. You know, I think we make a better shandy than most of the big boys around town.
I do. I think it's I don't want to say who it's better than. Everybody knows the main Lion Kugel. So it's
you said it.
I think it's way better than that. So, and it's just light and it's clean and it doesn't have weird. That's been my big problem this fair, is the things that taste like candles. There's so many citrus variations that taste like, reminds me of an air freshener, but this one reminds me of dish soap, but this one reminds me of bath soap. You know, like there's all of these weird.
That's a pretty crisp beer, isn't it?
This lemon drop shandy, you can't tell that it wasn't just squeezed a lemon into it a minute ago.
Exactly. And that's what, I hate to say it, but that's what a lot of breweries do, is they just infuse it with a processed item. And we make sure it's not like that. I think Brianna's sitting out there in the crowd. Was that our third try on the shandy? I think we tried it three different times until they nailed it, and we both looked at each other when we tried it, and we said, that's spot on. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to be a stickler. You cannot let things just fly. All right, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to come back and talk to Pat Mancini and Giggles of Giggles Campfire Grill, Giggles Weiss, and we're going to kind of talk about friendship. That's something you don't talk about too much at the fair, but I know you guys are, in real life, actual friends, and it's important to have someone to turn to. Minnesota, I don't know if we talk about friendship enough. We're going to do that when we come back. Greetings. I am Dara Moskowitz Grumdahl, and this is my fourth day of the Great Minnesota Get Together. We are live out at WCCO, News Talk 830. This is we got a full house. We got people eating cookies. Got people drinking beers on stage and off stage. We got all the good things. We got state fair luminaries. That's the word I have settled upon. It's got a bunch of syllables, but I'm into it. Luminaries, Pat Mancini and Giggles Weiss from Mancini's, of course, that goes without saying, and Giggles Campfire Grill. All right, so we're talking about, now we're going to have the real talk. Like, we don't talk too much in this industry about the importance of having friends, people you can bounce things off against, people who understand what it's like to be in the trenches. You guys are actually, in real life, not just for the purpose of this show, friends, right?
Absolutely. We go back to high school, Creighton High School. Giggles is, what, a year older than me, I think?
Or 76.
76. Well, I'm 78, so 2 years older. And, of course, he grew up in the restaurant industry, the bar industry, as I did, so we share a lot of the same things. When I first heard that they accepted our proposal, the first guy called was the guy next to me here.
And, thank you, Pat.
Well, you were. And I'll tell you, I was in shock, first off. Once I got over that, I said, what do I do next? And he just came down right away and talked me through some things, and here's what you got to look at and all that. I mean, yeah, we are dear friends and will be for life. And you know, it's competitive out here, but, you know, we want to see everybody do well.
Well, there's a couple, like, this is a very rarefied business environment, right? Like, every hour matters because you've only got those 12 days. Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of the things. First of all, you'd, like, have to hire well in advance, and you need the most reliable people. You cannot have anybody that doesn't show up, right?
That is correct, isn't it? And it happens every fair.
Giggles can't even talk. He's laughing so hard. Like, he's like, oh, the pain I've suffered. You don't even know the thing. He's turning red. He's like,
just,
you don't even
just
know.
Getting the staff here. I mean, in the traffic and all that, and it's crazy. And like he said, this is about at least a year-long process. I mean, we start recruiting in April, May. I don't take anybody from the restaurant if I don't have to. It's pretty much all new hires out here.
Well, you got your whole family here, though.
And I got the whole family here. So.
Well, I will tell you, my wife makes it a point to tell me that when we go out for dinner in the off season, do not recruit the waitress. Do not recruit her. That is a forbidden deal. And if I need somebody, then I kind of get the waitress or the server or whatever, the counter person. in the back, and then I say, hey, you want to work the fair?
Oh, funny.
But, I mean, Pat, I know Pat's got a lot of family that works there. All my three kids work there. My wife doesn't. She works for Delta Airlines, and she's kind of the grandma right now because my middle daughter, Allie, has a baby, so she's at home with OT. But we have 284 employees, and we have only lost six.
You have 284 employees for 12 days?
For 12 days.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I have a human resources director. I have a marketing director. It's a lot of work. It's like running a big-time company, for a couple weeks out of the year. I mean, if we would be open 365 days a year, God bless Pat and Mancini's, but we would be the biggest restaurant by far in the state of Minnesota.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a process.
And so then that's, you turn to each other for these things.
Oh, absolutely.
We were off mic here. They were having a very detailed discussion about the advantages of a digital menu board versus print, because you can modify typos and stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that you guys can talk about that other people don't understand.
Yeah, we're always copying each other or coming up with, sharing ideas and... I Giggles here, he's kind of modest, but, or maybe he's modest, I don't know, but when he was in high school, I don't know if I can say this, he's been a promoter his whole life. This guy's been promoting. So they used to have a thing called keggers back in high school.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm familiar with the
concept. And this guy ran the biggest keggers. He was so well known, not just at Creighton, but all the high schools in those days would go to Giggles Keggers because he ran the best keggers in town, and I think he made some money off of those. But
there are mothers throughout the state who are listening. They're like, well, that's my kid who's just constantly throwing keggers as a career path.
If you want, go to our website. My cell phone number is on our website. You moms and dads out there, you call me, because you know what? It still goes on. And just how do I say this nicely? You know what? It's going to go on, and it's going to go on forever.
There's no greater quality than hustle. If you have hustle and drive, sometimes it doesn't come out in chemistry class. Sometimes it comes out in a kegger.
Sometimes it doesn't come out in psychology class. You're correct.
So he comes up with ideas that he'll look at our place, and I'll share ideas with him. And like I said, it's just we want everyone to do well out here.
Friendly competition, absolutely. Would you say that?
Absolutely.
And like when I told the story about the ballpark cafe and the mini donut beer, I could see him on the other side of the phone. He probably threw up his hands and said, you know what, why not? But you know what, there's enough out here for all of us. You know, there I believe there's 23 or 24 beer vendors out here, and that's not even counting the Craft Brewers Guild, which they bring in different products. There's
well, it's brought in a whole new audience, but people that just go from one to the other and make a whole day of it. So I would agree with you.
Well, I mean this respectfully, so don't anybody take this wrong, but our state fair is almost like a cult. It's kind of like
don't take it wrong.
It's kind of like you go to the state fair, and it kind of signifies the end of summer and the school year starting for the kids. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, you guys, I travel the world, I do because of my wife's job. But I go to a lot of different state fairs, and we should all really be proud to say that we're from Minnesota going to the state fair. The Great Minnesota Get-Together was coined approximately in the 70s, I believe, you know.
Yeah, people are mad at Amy Klobuchar because you won't say that Minnesota is better than Iowa.
Oh, that's it. Well, that's a total political run. But I've been to the Iowa State Fair. A very nice fair, by the way. In Des Moines, very nice fairgrounds. Great big hill for the campers. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. But you know what? Ours is bigger, and ours, I think, is better.
What's amazing here is that the land, the trees all year long. I mean, I'll come out here in about May or June and just sit over on the bench and get some work done. And I mean, it's like a bird sanctuary out here. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, maybe think of an idea or two, right,
yeah,
Pat?
Yeah, one idea.
I'm going to take a little break here. We come back. We're going to have our last few minutes with Pat Mancini and Giggles Weiss of Giggles Campfire Grill. Getting all the little details of the backstory, how things are actually happening here. We've got a few more minutes if you want to pop onto my Facebook page, Dara.Grumdahl. That's our best way to get a question to these guys today at our, at the fair here at the Minnesota State Fair. All right, we've got a couple minutes when we come back. Dara here. All right, we got a couple minutes with the legends of the State Fair. Pat Mancini, his runs Mancini's here. He's a legend in St. Paul. Give me a new food and a new drink. People should come see you, take a picture with you because you're a star. And then what should they order?
Absolutely. So we've got our new item, the No Bologna Coney. It's a mortadella hot dog on a split-top grilled roll with muffaletta mix, which seems to be super popular this year. And very reasonable at $6.75. We've got our Amber Ale made by Bad Weather on West 7th. We partnered up with those guys. We brought back their Funnel Cloud. Very easy drinking. It's just got some vanilla and toasty taste and with the cinnamon rim.
All right. That's perfect. And Mr. Giggles Weiss of Giggles Campfire Grill.
How can I follow that?
Give me a quick. Your duck wings have been the star of the show.
Duck wings are absolutely phenomenal, sourced by Maple Leaf Farms in Indiana. And we serve with a tequila lime sauce, $8.75 for five wings. It's a great value. And what you've been sipping on all show, our Tin Whiskers Lemon Drop Shandy. It's really good, isn't it?
It's super good. All right, you guys, thank you so much for giving me your fare. This is probably the first time you sat down in a week, and I appreciate you doing it.
I'm not sure if I can get out of this chair.
Me neither.
Enjoy it for another 30 seconds. All right, what's happening next week? All right, first of all, write this down. Bacon Bash. We're going to be live in River Falls, Wisconsin, September 14th. I'm going to be emceeing a Kiss the Pig contest. I will not, I believe, be kissing the pig, but after the live broadcast, you never know. Next week, we've got Irish baking sensation Gemma Stafford. Got her new book, Bigger, Bolder Baking. How will I do a show without any mini donuts? I don't know. We're going to find out. Till then, make your big lists of all the projects you're going to get done before the snow comes, and then drop half of them. Those are your 2020 projects. Use your time to make chili and invite your friends over, and I will see you here next week on Off the Menu.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.